We are pleased to be joined right now on the Consolidated Communications Newsmaker line by a man who I've gotten to know as a friend here over the last several months, and someone who I admire a ton because of the great job that he and his team have done in putting together what I think is going to be a game changer for the state of North Dakota. I call it a cultural and educational mecca, the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. It's coming. It's going to be an official deal.
Bully!
And an announcement came yesterday that $100 million of private money has now been raised. And so Mr. Ed O'Keefe gave us the good news last night on a little conference call, a little Zoom call, and he's been kind enough to join us here on the program this morning. Good morning, Ed. I imagine there were a couple of celebratory beverages last night, so thanks for being up and talking with us here this morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm good, Steve. There were some celebratory beverages. It was TR's birthday on October 27th, and I think we gave him quite a gift.
Oh, no kidding. Well, there's been so much talk about this library, and we have seen here, just in social media comments and so forth, it feels like people are starting to really catch on to what this is going to be. And I think there's more excitement than there's ever been, and it certainly seems to be the case for you as you've hit the fundraising trail.
I think that's exactly right, Steve. I mean, this the TR Library just moved from if to from if to when. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are now sensing a great deal of enthusiasm. I'm just enormously grateful this morning. I mean, we had 242 gifts or commitments to the library since January 1st, 2018. Our smallest contribution was 26 cents in honor of the 26th president. Our most common contribution was $25. We have some great North Dakota families and individuals who joined this foundational effort, and it is not too late. I mean, this is the first $100 million, but it will not be the last. The more we raise, the more we can do.
And one of the questions I get most often is, okay, we hear $50 million from the Legacy Fund, and now you've raised $100 million of private money, but how much do you think you need to get all together to really make this happen and do it the way you want to do it?
Well, I think, you know, we're still working through the programming plan and the impact. We've got really big, ambitious ideas like getting every single fourth and eighth grader in the state of North Dakota, whether they're in public school or homeschooled, a trip to the TR Library for a civics and American history lesson inside and a great outdoor education outside. These programs and ideas, they cost money too. So right now we're working through the total campaign. We're going to continue raising money. I mean, as I said, this is an investment in North Dakota by North Dakotans. The amazing part of this first $100 million is it really all came from those who live in North Dakota, who work in North Dakota, have business in North Dakota, have deep roots in North Dakota. And, you know, I just find it incredibly inspiring that this really, and my compliments go to the legislature and the governor. I mean, this is a really unique idea to put a $50 million endowment out there. Money stays with the state, never comes to the TR Library, and say, if you can raise $100 million in capital, we will help fund your operations and maintenance. Those are the hardest dollars to raise. I mean, anybody who's ever been involved in any philanthropic effort or nonprofit organization knows the operations and maintenance, that's not the fun stuff, right? Nobody wants their name on the plumbing, right? But these bills need to be paid and the operations need to move forward. And what we can do now is really look at the interpretive design, look at the pavilions, the distributed site experience, the programming, and all the different offerings that we can do.
Doug Burgum has been a major driving force behind this, and I love Doug's comment to us when we were out at Medora a few weeks back, and he said, I've been involved in a lot of startups in my life, but this is the startup that I think I'm the most excited about because it's going to do so much good for our state and our region. And one of the sneaky pieces of this that you might not think about right away, but I love, is the educational component of all of this. You know, our kids go to school in a building, maybe they're a homeschooled young person, but they go to school in a place, in a building, and sometimes it's hard to make education come to life. You talked about if we get all the fourth and eighth graders to come there, this is a place where you can go to get excited about learning and to learn about Teddy Roosevelt and how he would not have been president had it not been for his time in North Dakota. And I think that whole storyline is huge. We talked to the presidential library director for the Truman Library, and he told us that they will go to Washington, D.C. to go visit their senators and representatives, and they'll meet young people in the office, and they'll say, I didn't know that I wanted to go into public service until I went to the Truman Center, went through the Decision Center at the Truman Library. And I think that whole piece of it, Ed, is going to be so much fun to see kids have learning come to life out in the badlands of North Dakota, which a lot of kids from the eastern side of the state don't get to do. I think it's just a home run for education in our state.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, you know, it's this project is so much more than a building. The building is going to be extraordinary. I think Snohetta, the Norwegian and U.S.-based firm who's going to be constructing the building alongside an architect of record from North Dakota and a construction manager from North Dakota and a whole crew and team of folks from North Dakota, it's going to be magnificent. But the biggest impact will come from the programming, the ideas and the challenges that we can put out there, the, you know, the outdoor education of being out there in the park. We had a great conversation with Douglas Brinkley, the historian and author of The Wilderness Warrior last night on the webinar you mentioned, and he said something so profound. He said, you know, Theodore Roosevelt was imbued with the spirit of North Dakota. He came west as an Easterner, and he learned what he would later call the strenuous life. He really, he had a significant development and change in his life due to his time in North Dakota. And that's all the Badlands. That's the West. That's the hunting. That's the fishing. That's the hiking, the biking, all the activities that you can do out in the Badlands and Theodore Roosevelt National Park. I mean, the building's going to be phenomenal, and it'll be a world-class experience that everyone will want to come visit. But I think we can do so much more with those who want to get involved with the outdoor education components, with all the different educational components we can do with the university system across North Dakota, with the elementary schools and middle schools and high schools across North Dakota. So, you know, we're just getting started on that part of the plan.
Ed, if there's a piece of this that, oh, for lack of a better term, I'll say, keeps you up at night, something that you're thinking, okay, we're going to have to figure this out. This is going to be one maybe tricky part we'll have to navigate, or one question we don't really have the answer to quite yet. Is there any one thing you might point to?
Well, Steve, I had 100 million reasons to not get good sleep up until last night. all jokes aside, that's quite a challenge. I mean, to have $100 million raised in normal circumstances, but we're in the middle of a challenging time in our country and in our state. And I just have this, I think of this project with optimism. I think the investment that North Dakotans have made in this project says there will be a better tomorrow. And when we get there, and we will get there, we will do it together, and we will have places like the TR Library to visit and gather and go with family. So, it's a massively complicated project. I mean, lots of things concern me, but I was asked, you know, how did you raise $100 million in the middle of a pandemic with a resulting economic calamity? And you know, faith. I mean, I had faith. I had faith in North Dakota. I had faith in the individuals and families that would step up. I look at these names on the list. I mean, Michael Chambers and the Chambers family, John Valentine, Michael and John are the co-founders of Eldevron. Yes. Eldevron is this amazing company, right? A biomedical technology company based right there in Fargo, massively expanding their presence. They just got a huge investment last year. They're on the forefront of the fight for a COVID vaccine. They're big supporters of the TR Library. I look at Jane and William Marseil and the Shields family, Eileen and Steve, and all that. You know, we talked last night about Helen Hills. Helen Hills is a resident of Beulah, North Dakota. She made her gift completely unsolicited. You know, we didn't know her. We didn't call her. We didn't talk to her because Theodore Roosevelt signed her grandfather's homestead papers on October 10th, 1904. Her grandfather, John Miller, immigrated to the U.S. as a German from Russia. He paid $2.50 an acre to homestead near Hazen, North Dakota. She gave a gift to the TR Library in honor of her grandfather and the connection to TR. So, you know, I tell you, honestly, I mean, there's a lot of things to think about in a big, complex project, but I have faith. I had faith that we'd get there to this milestone, and I have faith that whatever challenges come our way, the North Dakotan spirit and the camaraderie of good people will get it done.
The story of Helen Hills, that's a great story. Ed, before we let you go, what's the next kind of big hurdle along the way to getting the project going now that you have the money to really put it together? What's the next big domino to fall?
Yeah, so we're going through the land acquisition process right now. We're working with the U.S. Forest Service that owns the land on which we prefer to build the TR Library. That's going really well. It's a process. I mean, that will get done. We're hoping by the end of the year. We are now currently in the design concept phase with Snohetta. It's obviously challenging because we want to get into the community. We want to do workshops. We want to travel with Craig Dykers and the Snohetta team, the lead architect, all around the state of North Dakota, get people in the room, hear their feedback, have them respond to visual images, get their ideas around the programming. That's obviously a little challenging right now given the circumstances, but that page will turn and we'll get into the community and we'll be able to talk with people live and in person and very soon and get their feedback. This is the people's library. Now, this is TR's library, but it's meant to be an experience and it's meant to be the people's library. So we want North Dakotans to tell us what they think. What should it be? What program should we pursue? How should we build it? That's probably the biggest challenge right now is we need to get out there in the community and listen. And we will get there and we'll do it. And then we get to the point where if all of the stars align, we would like shovels to hit dirt the end of 2021, early 2022. We're still aiming for 2025 for an open date, but we might even move that up if we can get there sooner.
Okay. If you want to find out more about the project or to donate, you can go to trlibrary.com, trlibrary.com. Ed O'Keefe, CEO of the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. Ed, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations, and thanks for the visit.
Good to be with you, Steve. Have a good day.
Take care.